kicking someone when they down. We'll tell you how Antonio Brown trolled Tom Brady on game day.
Also, tomorrow is National Coming Out Day. Woo! And you won't believe which superstar came out the closet waving hot pink panties.
Mm. And Real Housewives of Potomac star Ashley Darby admits two is a party, but three is exhausting. We'll explain.
Mm. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome.
All right, y'all, back in the building, we have actress, comedian, the hilarious Jesse Wu. Everybody give it up for Jesse.
Boo!
Are y'all booing this?
Jesse Boo.
Not Jesse Boo. Oh, my
We're
God.
We're just playing, girl. We're just playing. Me and Boo just means that you're in great company, darling.
Really?
Yes.
So check it out. Kim Kardashian got booed this past weekend at the LA Rams versus Dallas Cowboys game. The cameras showed Kimmy Cakes in the box seats with her son, St. West, and it must have been a couple of Kanye fans in the building because the crowd didn't show the Queen of Calabasas any love. Check it out.
Well, Kim might have been getting booed, but her estranged husband, Ye West, was booed up with another woman. Mm. Now, the tea is, y'all, that this young lady is the latest muse of the billionaire, and the two were spotted grabbing a bite to eat in Santa Monica and then heading into a fashion warehouse.
Mm. Oh, he ain't sleeping with no women or doing nothing, honey, but teaching them about how to dress.
That's really it.
That's it.
That's really
fashion it. Fashion warehouse.
You don't think you don't think these women are giving it up for Kanye?
No.
Kanye look like he be hunching clothes.
Probably not women.
Probably her, yeah. Man, y'all playing a man like he ain't ever been sexually active.
He's got kids.
But now he's sexually active with clothing.
Thank you. He likes fashion.
Kind of like how Dahmer used to like fill up on mannequins. That be Kanye.
See.
That was low?
No, it was.
I thought we were having fun.
It was a hell of a visual, actually.
Yeah, it is, honey.
Wow. Moving along, oh boy, AB, Antonio Brown has been petty, and messy when it comes to his former teammate Tom Brady. So ahead of Tom's game yesterday, AB found the time to poke fun at the GOAT and his estranged wife, Gisele Bündchen, about their divorce because he has time. Mm-hmm. Antonio posted a children's book cover for a book called Daddy Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Oh, my God.
A book about divorce. Yeah. Guys, it gets worse. The book cover was edited to show cartoon characters of Tom and Gisele, and it looks like AB's inside the house through the window if you look real close.
You know what? Yeah.
You know, this is kind of foul because Tom really helped Antonio out. He even let him stay at the crib that's in that cartoon when he moved to Florida.
I don't think this is a bad thing. I just think this is him being funny.
Yeah.
Just because he did live there before, he's just cracking a joke. I don't think this is saying he's sleeping with Gisele.
Well, not just sleeping with him, but that man, if you let me live with you, then I'll give you the... I mean, not literally, but, you know, do something bad to you, honey. I mean...
So y'all don't think that AB kind of...
I think this is funny.
Low-level petty.
AB was able to get some low
vibration? Are you talking about AB and GB?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't he, like, expose himself to a bunch of people at, like, a pool?
Yes. In Dubai.
Gary thinks that was cute.
Well, that was because he got naked and stuff,
Yeah, but you know, like, in Dubai, you can't expose... They don't even eat hot dogs in Dubai. And here you at the pool showing your little hot dog to the people.
Dubai, here in town, honey. He did that. That was cute.
I'm surprised they didn't send him back without it.
Exactly.
Messing around with them over there.
They cut you off.
Literally.
So tomorrow, y'all, is National Coming Out Day. Will never believe, honey, who just came out at a tender age of 64.
Who's that?
Wait,
tender age.
Not the
tender age.
Damn.
Madonna, baby, that tramp. But yes, honey, the Material Woman, baby. Now, this girl hit TikTok yesterday with a pink wig, bleached eyebrows, and a big old pair of pink panties, and came out as a lesbian.
Madonna loves the lady palm. Are y'all surprised by this?
No.
No, she's been kissing on people since the 90s.
Yeah. But I will say this, though, honey. I'm sick of being gay. Every damn body want to be gay, not like it's a damn fad. That's it.
Like she did. Switch it up in the fourth quarter of the game.
Who, Madonna?
Yeah, like just, I mean, like.
So you think Gary should go boy?
In the fourth quarter?
If everybody switch it up, you can switch up too.
I don't know. I believe everybody got a little gay in them.
That's what they say now, Jess. I heard that too.
Huh? Yeah.
Just maybe a little bit.
Just a little bit gay. I feel like I got a little gay
in some of us react and some of us don't.
Oh.
So tap the head, Craig, if y'all want to join.
Cool over here.
Oh, God.
I even cut up my hot dogs before I eat them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, you can tell a lot by man by how he eats a hot dog.
What do you...
How do you eat your hot dog, Tanner?
With a bun.
Now, see, now, if you bring it in like this, you got a little gay. Yeah. Chop it down on the side.
You know, wait, you gotta eat the hot dog.
You got a corn on top of it. Exactly.
Right.
Like a food. If he eats hot dog like this, he gay.
Oh, my God.
He ain't gay.
No, come on.
You bring it in like this. Yeah.
Damn it, Jesse. Now I got a hot dog with a fork and a knife.
Atlanta, you are in Atlanta now. We got to coach you on hot dog eating.
You don't want to give out the wrong signals and stuff.
And you better not eat a brat sausage, neither.
That's brought it.
Brought.
All right, y'all. It's time for a Real Housewives update. So on the latest episode of Real Housewives of Potomac, Miss Ashley Darby confirmed she's getting a divorce from her husband, Michael, thank God. And get this, Gary.
Oh.
When Karen asked Ashley how her marriage broke down after having her youngest son last year, she admitted that she grew tired of having threesomes.
It's a lot of hard work out here.
Yes, honey.
You know, Potomac, evidently, they get down.
Gary, you think Ashley's making a good choice by divorcing Michael?
No.
She just said she's tired of having threesomes.
I know that. So that means she should just let him have them now with whoever he's going to have them with. And she continue collecting her check because Michael has unlimited coins. So, you know, she got those two little babies and they have interracial race. So she should just let him go ahead and
so
do him.
So then what is she supposed to do?
Right.
She could go ahead and get her man on the side.
Mm. Or get the refreshments for the people who are active participants.
Exactly.
Yeah. Come on now. Nothing about Michael Darby says let's have threesomes.
Yeah,
nothing
but honey,
about
but
that.
If she allowed it, she did it, honey. So evidently she liked it. And I'm sure it probably was two men and one woman, her. So, honey, Michael was reaching on the other side and he was thinking about her. If she was having threesomes, you know he wouldn't have no two women.
Oh, my God, that's so true.
Yeah.
Really?
Allegedly.
That man eats his hot dog.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, moving on. Dwayne The Rock Johnson might be smelling... dirty diapers? Okay, well, apparently, while on stage as part of his tour for the upcoming Black Adam film, he was handed an unexpected gift.
Oh, wow.
I mean, not the baby.
Wow. Yeah. Through the crowd? Yeah. They had the baby swag surfing through the crowd in this monkeypox economy.
No. Okay. No.
Like, come on now.
No.
I'm not handing a baby over through the crowd to anyone.
No.
Yeah, what if somebody didn't know how to handle the baby?
Thank
right?
you.
And right?
well.
Somebody was drunk and dropped
it. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That baby head was still tender.
No, this person need they ass whooped whoever passed their baby through there.
Mm-hmm. But they love The Rock.
And then when you get the baby, what are you supposed to do?
He just was like...
Yeah. Had him with the Lion King.
Pass the baby.
Okay.
Rock it a little bit.
Would y'all let The Rock hold y'all baby?
If I passed it to him.
Yeah.
Right next to him.
Not swag surfing through the crowd.
Not going through a bunch of hands to get to The Rock. Like, it has to be a direct transaction.
It also puts The Rock in a real bad spot. Can you imagine a baby crowd surfs his way up to you and you're like,
Right.
The Rock hates children.
Right.
Coming up next, Beyonce claps back at pop group Right Said Fred after they accused her of stealing. Mm. More details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, y'all know Beyonce's album Renaissance has gotten lots of attention for all of its samples. Mm-hmm. Well, Queen B removed her sample of Khaleesi's song Milkshake, but T.S. Madison told Andrew Freund that she made her coin from her own involvement with the project. Well, get this, y'all. The 90s group Right Said Fred, y'all know I'm too sexy for my shirt. They just called Beyonce arrogant, honey, saying she didn't ask permission to use elements of I'm Too Sexy on her song Alien Superstar. But Queen B begs to differ, darling. She is too sexy for this type of slander. So she clapped back and she said, permission was not only granted for its use, but they publicly spoke of their gratitude for being on the album.
Sure did.
This accusation is false, okay? She even came with receipts citing dates for everything. Mm-hmm. Let me just let y'all know I believe Queen B.
Beyonce never answers anybody.
Exactly.
Remember with the whole Khaleesi thing, I was like, she ain't say nothing. She just quietly removed whatever she got removed. Yeah. But for her to do all this, I think she's fed up. Like, okay, let me tell y'all something.
She is fed up, and she's not even the producer. She doesn't even have nothing to do with that.
No.
Yeah. But she's tired of people slandering her name.
Exactly.
If she didn't never answer and she answered now, that means, honey, it's something to that. Because, like, you were just saying, well, why she quietly removed Miss Khalees off the album then? Because she knew she was wrong.
No.
I also think there's a chance that the two dudes from Right Said Fred didn't know.
But they thanked her. They know. When the song first dropped, they're like, thank you, Beyonce. First of all, y'all ain't do that when Drake and Future sampled y'all. Why is y'all doing that when Beyonce sampled you?
But y'all know Beyonce kind of got an air, though, about herself.
No, she does not.
She does her business.
She's one of the nicest people. She does her business.
One thing about Beyonce, she's a Virgo. She going to make sure that every T is dotted.
Tanner's a Virgo. He said none of the T's were dotted.
Well, you don't dot T's, but
you
cross. See, you put a line. Decided
T something wrong.
Not everything you saw misconstrued and messed up.
Okay, speaking of Biebs, oh man, I got another one for y'all. Most people think of Ryan Reynolds as a pretty likable guy, I would think, but not his Deadpool co-star T.J. Miller. If y'all remember, T.J. played Weasel in the first two Deadpool movies. Even though Deadpool 3 is coming up, T.J. said he'll never work with Ryan again.
Oh,
bold words. He said Ryan was, quote, horrifically mean to him.
We had a really weird moment on Deadpool where he said, let's do one more take. And everyone's like, okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then as the character, he was like horrifically mean to me. But to me.
Cathartic.
As if I'm Weasel.
TJ also said that he got along better with Ryan on the first film because, as he said, Ryan wasn't a huge movie star yet.
Ryan Reynolds got to be Deadpool because he was a huge star.
Right, yeah.
And far as, like, TJ Miller, like, you probably won't be in Deadpool 3 because you got in trouble.
Yeah.
But that is sad. I mean, just think about this show. Hell, y'all all mean to be, but y'all ain't character, so I don't pay no attention.
Wait,
no, that's kind of who I am.
We love you, Gary. Oh, ain't nobody mean to you. Play the damn victim. When you mean to everybody here,
you see that?
You throw all of us under the bus all the time and then want to say we mean to you.
See these mean characters?
Well, anyway.
All right, y'all. The holiday season has a way of sneaking up on us, and I usually wait until the last minute for all the holiday duties. But this year, I'm switching it up. And here, HK, you might have a suggestion for me and our viewers.
No doubt, Tana. You can need to check out Stamps.com. It has everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. And if you're a small business owner, you know how important that is to be ready for the insane holiday season? Stamps.com is the 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. No lines, no traffic, no hassle.
Now, how does it work again, Aircraft?
With Stamps.com, you get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. With inflation on the rise, every dollar counts and rates are constantly changing. With Stamps.com's switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates so you know you're getting the best deal every time. And if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all the major shopping carts and marketplaces. Yo, to get ahead of your holiday chaos this year, get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with the promo code DishNation for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code DishNation.
DishNation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, Tanner, if you want to get an Arnold Schwarzenegger body, you can, for a whopping $150,000 a session.
What? Jeez. I get you a discount for boys.
Okay. So apparently over the weekend, Arnold worked out two crews at Gold's Gym in Venice, California, and each of them gave him $150,000.
Wow.
But it was all for a good cause. Mm. You know, the After School All-Stars charity, which Arnold created more than 30 years ago to help underprivileged children. So, Gary, let me ask you, would you work out with Arnold Schwarzenegger to help underprivileged children for $150,000?
I would.
You would?
Yeah, because, I mean, just look at the key word, underprivileged.
Well, how underprivileged are we talking here? Because $150,000 to do some squats?
I'd be underprivileged after paying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to do some crunches with Arnold, some squats. Yeah, and some leg work. Mm. I'm going to do all of that for him.
I bet you.
Some leg work.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, the leg work.
Yo, I remember when he started this charity. Like, I was in grade school, and there's, like, old footage of, like, Arnold with President Bush 1, right, with, like, pumping iron with the kids and whatnot. So I think it's a great thing. He's still got it going, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what would you love Arnold to help you work out on your body and why? I'll tell you what part of my body I'd love for him to work out. The same part that he worked on with his housekeeper.
The uterus?
The uterus.
The punch out.
Yeah.
Punch out, boys and girls.
All right, yo, moving on. It's time for
Didn't See This Coming.
Now, comedian Ariel Elias was caught in a sticky situation. Now, she was recently doing a set at a comedy club in New Jersey when a woman from the crowd interrupted her, and that's when things took a serious left turn. Yeah. Check it out.
I'm so insecure. I went and got an IUD.
Yeah.
If you came to have a good time, shut your ass up okay. and listen to the jokes. If you don't want to laugh, don't laugh, but don't heckle.
Yeah.
It's so rude.
Yeah.
Jesse, you've been doing comedy a long time. Have you ever had to deal with a heckler?
I used to do stand-up, actually. I did it for 1 year, and I plan on doing it again. I've never had a heckler. Uh-huh. So I think Miss Ma'am, she did a good job handling that.
She did.
Especially with sis throwing that beer, because first of all, I'm not going to drink that in this monkeypox economy. Mm. However, I will whoop your ass. It's like, we're not doing that.
And it was
if you throw something to me on stage.
Yeah,
big beer.
Yeah.
There was some thud to it when it hit the wall.
Yeah.
But she had the right to do that. I mean, she
paid
to
be
number one.
Okay.
And if she was not very thirsty anymore, throw the damn can at the nearest.
Oh, I'd have made sure I jumped in front of the can. This was clearly self-defense.
Okay. No,
she was about to get the double feature, a comedy show and a fist fight.
What?
Yeah. It would have been a doo-doo-doo.
What?
Doo-doo-doo.
Stand your ground. I jumped in front of
it. Want to hear a punchline?
Yeah, exactly. Well, y'all, up next, find out what this fan confessed to doing to Paris Hilton. Ooh, we'll have more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, so TikToker ASAP Science revealed that back in 2007, he and some friends stole some shades from Paris Hilton's car.
Ooh.
Well, Paris saw the video and remixed it, saying in her caption that she wants to see the shades. Take a look.
We have Christian Dior sunglasses that are Paris Hilton's. We share them in a sisterhood of the traveling Paris Hilton sunglasses. So, yes, I robbed Paris Hilton. I hope that's okay. And please, don't put me in jail. You're rich.
Damn, she reacted like a champ. You know, she has a life together, you know?
Truly.
But ain't no way in hell, honey, I would not have him arrested.
No, seriously, no.
Those
I
glasses could have been an heirloom. That could have been my great-grandmother's glasses. And you stole them out of the car and put me through all the mental
stress. Well, clearly they didn't mean that much to her.
Either way, I'm just glad we wasn't doing the stealing.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure like, people do a sketch composite in their head when they hear about certain stories.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it was Jeff?
Exactly. But that's why I'm like,
He did say he was Surrey, though. You know?
Yeah, he did.
Surrey my ass. Mm-hmm.
You can't arrest somebody who's that Surrey. Man, I would steal the Rock's truck.
I'll just steal the Rock.
Okay.
That's called kidnapping.
Okay, never mind.
We raising the threat level on these crimes, yo. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.